It's another Saturday morning in CCLN when we have a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are you on this nippy morning?
I'm staying quite cozy, and it was quite a change, and some people are a little bit shocked, but I think suddenly my mind starts thinking of cold weather food. I guess that happens
indeed
to a lot of us here.
And I think that's what we'll talk about today. You know, in this kind of climate at this point in time, the weather changes, and changes rather dramatically. You change what you wear, you change a little bit what you eat. Well, I'm telling you, this is a good time to change what you drink. So many wonderful, wonderful wines go with hearty, cold weather fare. And it doesn't mean you have to be all red wine. There's a lot of different wines that fill the bill there. You want a wine that offers acidity, rich flavor, and will complement any of the foods you're having. You know, comfort food at this time of year, root vegetables and things like that, are the order of the day rather than those light things we've been having all the summer and springtime and even through the fall. You want wines that are fuller in body because all the food you're having is a little more robust and fuller. You know, I often talk about Malbec going with barbecue, and it does, and does very well. But it also is a good comfort food because it's a warming wine. Chateauneuf du Pape from the Rhone Valley in France are another warming wine. The grape types are Grenache, Maduvre, and Syrah. And there's always a note of currants in the nose. And it's just a wonderful wine, Chateauneuf du Pape, for nippy weather. In fact, it's a great sipping wine by the fire. Maybe this is a time to try those new Portuguese wines you see popping up. Portugal, for years, just shipped really rosé and fine ports to the United States. And it's only in the last 4 or 5 years that they've begun to ship some of their red table wine. And incidentally, those red table wines have improved quantumly. We've talked about that last couple weeks, about how technology has improved wine quality from around the world. Well, there's no place that's more evident than in Portugal. Used to be when you, and I've been going to Portugal for now 40-plus years, that the wines there were a little harsh, real heavy, not refined at all. Went very well with their national dish, which is kind of the national dish of Ireland, too, that cold cannon, which is mashed potatoes and cod and onions, and that's a national dish in Portugal, too, although the name fails me at the moment. But goes with that red wine from Portugal. There's a good one out called Lisbonita, Little Lisbon. It's not bad. Riojas from Spain fill the bill very nicely, too. You know, Rioja is an area of northern Spain that is likened to Bordeaux. In fact, because of the great phylloxera problems in the 1800s, a lot of Bordelais went to Rioja and started wineries or bought wineries, and they used their blending techniques, etc. And Rioja, again, like Lisbon, Nita, and those Portuguese red wines, has improved quantumly because of all the new technology that's come into Spain and Portugal. And those Riojas are not to be overlooked either. You want to really, you put on a warm sweater, you want a warm wine with a nice warming quality that's going to keep out the chill. You know, there's nothing better than elevating an old favorite dish with a new wine. And there's so many things that go together that are just naturals for trying. And so many wonderful foods that you want to try at this time of year. Natalie Verga is a friend of ours from Italy, and they make a Primitivo. Primitivo is the forerunner of Zinfandel. In fact, Primitivo, they've proven, but DNA really is kind of the mother vine of Zinfandel from California. And Natalie Verga's Primitivo is a very good wine to have with lots of dishes. You know, when you think of weather at this time of year, stews come to mind, and chicken stew, venison stew, beef stew, lamb stew. You can even make a ground beef stew. And all of those call for a nice, robust red wine. Although, let's be very, very forthright here. Cold weather wines aren't all just red wines. This is the time of year, if you like white wine, to roll out those big, oaky Chardonnays or a wine from Alsace. Those wines from there. Rieslings. I feel like I'm the voice in the wilderness often calling for Rieslings, but there's, if you're having ham or any kind of smoked pork, believe me, there is nothing in the world better or more suitable to have with that than a Riesling. And Rieslings are indeed, in my opinion, nippy weather wines. You would hardly want a robust Riesling in the summer, even if you were having a smoked pork chop on the grill. You might want something very light with that because of the weather. But in the winter, there's nothing better than a big, robust Riesling Cabernet from one of the greatest states of Germany that'll please you just amazingly. And, of course, besides stews, there's all kinds of things. For example, what about a very hearty lasagna dish? Marvelous. And, you know, with lasagna, Chianti is great. And this new fellow from Chianti from Tuscany, Veroni, V-E-R-O-N-I, makes a Chianti that is absolutely delicious. It would just cry for a nice, hearty lasagna dish. And let's not forget mac and cheese. Everybody seems to love mac and cheese. You think it's just a dish for kids till you have something, maybe a real good adult mac and cheese made with a very hearty cheddar cheese. Just delicious. The other day I was very flattered when my granddaughters called me from Colorado. She wanted my address for my recipe for French onion soup. And that's basically the same French onion soup recipe everybody uses. Mine came from Le Havre, which was the old marketplace in Paris, where they would sell that French onion soup at, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning because it was very hearty. They put crusted bread on the top and then melted cheese on it when you have that French onion soup. The only tip I have, instead of using French Gruyere cheese, which there's nothing wrong with, I think Jarlsberg cheese from Scandinavia offers a nuttier, more flavorful flavor than does that Gruyere cheese. So you put shredded Jarlsberg on top of that French onion soup and then serve that with a Rioja from Spain. Boy, I'll tell you, that would be really something else. Delicious combination on a nippy day. And also when you're on a nippy day, let's not forget potato basis things. Those casseroles that have potato and just potato. Todd, don't forget Minnesota, of course, hot dish. Those casseroles sometimes are brilliant, in my opinion. A lot of people laugh about them, but when you have a nice cheesy casserole or a potato-based casserole, those are really hearty dishes that are delicious that someone has poured their heart and soul into creating. And they really are terrific, in my opinion, not to be overlooked. And when you dress them up with a good bottle of wine, you're eating haute cuisine at its very best, in my opinion. How about some winter soup? Those root vegetables are really great in winter soup. And, of course, wild rice soup, squash soup, broccoli and cheddar soup. Put a little bacon in your squash soup. Very, very good. Just terrific. And, of course, who can deny the pleasures of black bean soup? The U.S. Senate bean soup is just wonderful. And I remember early on going to El Cavento in San Juan. It was a famous restaurant. Had the best black bean soup you ever tasted. And what a hearty, robust dish that is, believe me. So, and our own chicken wild rice soup is absolutely terrific. Kind of a Minnesota slant on these hearty dishes. Meatballs, as I said, and spaghetti. Who can deny the pleasure of that? And that Ivoroni Chianti would go just beautifully with that. As for that matter, would that Natalie Vergas, maybe with dish have Barbera de Alba from Natalie Verga would be very, very good and certainly worth trying. Swedish meatballs with white mashed potatoes, whipped mashed potatoes, would be absolutely wonderful. And, of course, who can deny the pleasure of chili any time? But on a nippy day, a big bowl of chili with a Malbec or a good Zinfandel from California would be a combination that would be very, very hard to beat. Let's not forget Cabernet Sauvignon. They go very, very well with hearty dishes, particularly some of these meat dishes. Angel's Landing Cabernet is a good one and well-priced. There's one from Napa Valley called 1881 Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a great deal. At BOGO, it's a little more expensive. It ends up costing about $30 a bottle. But that 1881 Cabernet from Napa is really just absolutely terrific. And, of course, our old friends from Chateau Milange, it's a former convent, gets its name Thousand Angels Milange, and they make wonderful red Bordeaux wines that are just perfect at this time of year. But I think you kind of get the idea. Some of these dishes will go so well with whatever you're preparing, and if you pick a good wine to go with it, believe me, you raise and enhance that dish to new heights. For example, having a big buttery dish with, say, perhaps cod. And, you know, I love cod. I mentioned it a minute ago that Colcannon is a kind of national dish of Ireland, which is mashed potatoes with cod and scallions in it. And a big, hearty, robust Chardonnay with that is just a perfect match. And that isn't, you know, we're talking about a Chardonnays that have to match rich sauces with cream and butter, or potatoes and cream, of course, like that Colcannon. Just terrific. And then, of course, if you're going to do warm weather food from the Far East, such as some Thai or Vietnamese or any Pan-Asian food, sometimes Riesling would be really great there. And I mentioned early on those Alsatian wines are pretty good with those foods as well. Plus a new one to try, in my opinion. I never really was too crazy about it until I had Verona's Vermentino. Vermentino is a white Italian wine. It's usually kind of light and insipid. But this one has some body and character. And boy, in my opinion, it'd be just wonderful with the spices of Thai or Chinese or Indian foods. It would go just perfectly. And, of course, let's not forget dessert. Dessert, at this time of year, everybody has room for dessert. It isn't like summer when you're just a chore to really eat because you're oppressed with the heat. And at this time of year, your appetite has a real edge on it, and that's when you want to try all of these wonderful foods and make room for dessert. A good Moscato from Italy is perfect with it, or if you are so inclined, a wonderful Sauternes from Bordeaux. It's a white, sweet wine from Bordeaux that it just can't miss. And, of course, at this time of year, I like nothing better than at night, a roaring fire, a glass of port, and a little hunk of Stilton cheese. Try that, you'll know God's in heaven and all's right with the world. Again, a glass of port, get a tawny 10 or 20 year old, not horribly expensive, you can get them for about $25 a bottle. A glass of that and a hunk of Stilton cheese, sit by the fire, and I guarantee you, it'll take your mind off the dropping temperature right away and really put you in mind for having a perfect meal with perfect wines that are so soul-satisfying at this time of year. So turn the weather around to your advantage. Take that old family dish, whether it's a hot dish or whatever, add a new bottle of wine to it, and believe me, I guarantee your mind will be off of the cold, nippy weather that we're experiencing right now.
Absolutely. Great ideas as usual, Jack. And our good listeners can find all these good ideas and great food and great wines to go with them at Haskell's, any location.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, if you recall, we talked about Viognier last week. This today, Saturdays, at all the Haskell store, we taste wines every Saturday. We're tasting the LaForge line of wine, and they have that Viognier. It's a white wine, a full-bodied white, perfect at this time of year to go with some of the things I talked about. And you can go and taste that at any Haskell store from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon. Haskell's, you know, loves to pair, as you can tell from my conversation, loves to pair food and wine, and they are very good at it. And there's a Haskell's near you where they'll help you do just that. And best of all, because it's during our fall sale right now, it isn't going to cost you a lot of money. So why not stop in at a Haskell's? There's one near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, right off at 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's the Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Absolutely. Jack, let's join forces again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.